IKB goes SBL with GWR at BTM. On platform 1, he checks his fob watch, 8:28. Leans against a cast iron pillar of Fox's soaring terminus. Keeps the fumes of disappointment under his stovepipe hat. He's seen the castellated facade of his company office suite corroding, grimy, laid to siege by 6 lanes of traffic. Beneath the hammerbeam roof of his passenger shed, booze fests, kickboxing, wedding parties, fashion parades. And as for broad gauge track, it's all gone standard. His first station, and he's not even allowed to smoke a cigar. He feels odd as a cog rusting in an unoiled wheel. But what's this contraption nosing towards him in the early light? Not a double-domed Ajax, nor a steam-plumed firefly. This yellow-faced, green-flanked creature sleeking in, all glinting livery and humming motors, a tang of diesel. He thinks of Bristol to Exeter, the branch to Weston-super-Mare. How did he overlook this route to the Severn? The doors glide open and he steps on board. Takes a seat, approves its comfort, the decor, as the city slips by in a glass tube. He wonders what chance there'd be of stretching this line to Wales, imagining a tunnel, perhaps, or even a bridge across the Channel.
Bonaparte's Temple Meads. This cafe bar, island of otherness, place where no one chooses to make a date. The bartender knows no names, anonymous. All passers through are welcome to drink and wait. Called here from a rain-stained terrace end, urban street, heathered hill, insistent sea, sleepless night, shift work or pulled out of bed, from 2 up, 2 down, mansion or B&B. We made our dates here those years ago. Any excuse to couple up, hold tight. Pesky leaves, stray sheep, or an inch of snow. I was your delay, you were my red light. I'm stopped in my tracks, swift news of your death. I'm back in Bonaparte's, you've already left.
Your lines. The London Paddington offloads its grey-faced commuters while a man in a dirty coat gathers up his newspaper, his polystyrene cup, his confusion.
We begin and end our journeys under arch and column, still trusting the strength of ancient geometry.
He calls back his straying gaze to press the lit button, step from a maze of questions into order's sliding doors.
No dirt can hide dependable lines, straight and sure as ever.
5:30 p.m, platform 7, a pigeon, more white in its feathers than usual, sweeps in to land. Lifting a moment that had been heavy, weighed down with day end, to feathers, flurried air.
We can rest our weight here, find a second spine in red brick and cast iron.
On the 5 p.m. to Cardiff Central, a toddler flicks a finger at work on the line.
Though time has accrued on the roof panes, mould-blocking, algae-tinting light, though the grandest days are dimmed by grime, Here, we always find clarity.
His father tries to describe how journeys will be faster soon and smoother, but can't find simple words for power running overhead, laid beneath.
No dirt can hide dependable lines, parallels that have got us through so much, smoothing chaos.
The child turns away while his mind is still gliding electric currents over electric fields.
From carriage windows, we have watched the worst of it spun into multicoloured threads.
Passengers off the 5:48 p.m. from Weymouth are smartly dressed, most in long coats. A young woman removes a beret from tight-curled grey hair. A few gazes snag there, questioning.
We are tidied here, levelled by platforms, realigned.
Last off, a high-vis cyclist and a tall man in leather, brown coat, hat with braided strap, an overbite of yellow teeth, smiling to himself all the way through the barriers.
Whether a beginning or an end, whatever mess we have left behind, whatever tangles await us, for a while we all slot into the straight and narrow.
On platform 9, a woman with a waist-length braid walks with her head bowed, as if reading the leavings on the scarred platform.
Departing, arriving along the smooth lines of iron and time.
She is finding destinies in spittle, guano, litter, humps of chewing gum, the no-slip strip, the platform braille, the bold white warning on the concrete lip, mind your step.
All with tickets are accepted. All with tickets are allowed to slide into their futures.
The cross country from Manchester Piccadilly squeals through without stopping as a girl's Marilyn Monroe holdall defeats her.
The gap has widened, a stretch now to step from one journey into another.
The last carriage passes as a suited man offers her his strength, whisks it down the subway steps.
Departing, arriving along the smooth lines of iron and time.
The latticed roof, its dirty panes, are black above the evening freight train, fired through the near-empty station.
Other worlds. I stand in line at the back of the queue of the Seven Beach bound train, letting people anxious and eager steal a move. A sidestep slide by. Is this my usual way of letting others in? Cross the line first in life's winning tape pageant? Or just a self-negating narcissism to assume myself not one of the bolting, brimming herd? Stranger, I'll admit it's become my waiting, watchful behaviour. To usher everyone else past, to let the lions of life first dibs at the carcass. Come close. Knowing, showing, asserting myself has never been easy. I swear if there ever comes the need for the human race to let go of a mothballing earth, I'll be there, the doomed sea captain, calm yet drowning on the bridge. Or as I was at 13 in that black and white school photo, once more last in line for the bus, ghosting myself, altogether searching some alternative wormhole exit.